Tim Skubic. Tim, how are you?
Good.
Wanted to get your take on this Thad McCotter story. It's going to cost us a lot of money.
The amazing thing about this story, a couple of news outlets left this out of the story. Can you imagine that?
Well, it's a lot of cheese. You know, Tim, I wonder, I know you don't write the headlines to a lot of the stories that you write, but this sounds like you. Thad McCotter's bad hair day means taxpayers will shell out $650,000.
Yeah, no, that's me. Here's the deal. The governor had no choice in this issue, Tony. The U.S. Constitution and the state constitution, very clear. You can't get around it. It says if there's a vacancy in Congress, the governor shall call a special election. Had Mr. McCotter, the now former fiscally conservative Republican congressman, and he made this decision 2 weeks ago, no big deal. They would have had the special election on August the 7th, which is already scheduled. But in his own inimitable way, last Friday, when he made his decision to resign, apparently he did not look into the cost implications. And if he did, and if he still pulled the trigger, then really that is sort of ugly. So his decision to drop out, leave the people in his area without representation until after November, has resulted in the governor now calling a special election, and elections cost money, and the one on September 5th will cost the local residents down there a cool $650,000.
Is there more to the story that, on why he left so abruptly?
Well, you got to wonder if there is. He has sort of disappeared off the face of the earth. They issued the statement on Friday, and nobody's been able to talk to him. He obviously should say something about this, and whether he will or not, I don't know. And if there is something else to the story, we are left to only conjecture about that, and I won't do that because I don't know. I take him at his word that he had a bad month and a half, which I refer to as a bad hair day, and as a result, he decided he'd had enough. Well, obviously, if he didn't take into account his constituents in making this decision vis-a-vis the money that will now be spent.
Tim, a couple of years ago, I had the opportunity to meet Tom Green, and I just shut up and listen. And we recently lost Tom. Yeah. Tell us about him.
He was one of a kind. He really was on the cutting edge of converting the Capitol Press Corps from a pencil pusher press corps, and I mean that affectionately for all the newspaper guys, into the television era. He was a big guy in many ways, physically and also on his impact. So he brought his TV cameras up initially from Channel 2, and then he worked for Channel 4, and really prowled around the Capitol. I described him as being Mike Wallace before there was a Mike Wallace. But the real guy himself was a pussycat. He really was. He really helped to build an audience for our Off the Record show because he was so outrageous in the kind of things that he said that you literally had to watch to see what he would say. So we lost him last Friday, 75. He had been in ill health for a long time. He was over here at the extended care facility, and I saw him there a couple of times, and Tommy was just a shadow of his former self. He could not really speak in complete sentences, and it was just such a sad thing to see as you recall how he was and then what he was before he left us.
Thanks, Tim.